Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Dvorovenko.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you? This is Jay Michaels. Thank you so much for taking the call today.
Yes, absolutely. My pleasure.
Good. Thrilled to be able to speak to you. You're definitely a very powerful moment within a very powerful show. How is the production going for you?
Well, first of all, I did not know what I'm throwing myself into, because when usually, yes, of course, because I was afraid to commit it as well, because when it's only in imagination of the director and choreographer, but you don't know how it's going to be turned on in the end, so that's always a risk. But as much as we start rehearsing together, I start to trust more and see the bits and pieces comes together and connections between the singers, actors, and dancers, and the all ideas which originally was, of course, in the head of the choreographer and director Jay, and the writer and songwriter. So everybody was in the studio, so it was good collaborating process. We had very, very little amount of rehearsals, and then last day when we're supposed to kind of put together first and second act, it was after this snow. It was major leak in the studio, so one leak. So we couldn't even do appropriately run through. And this week it's Thanksgiving week, so there is no rehearsals, because they're going to have a couple of tech rehearsals in the theater to put the set and the lighting and everything else. So we try to manage as a professional artist rehearsals by ourselves. So I have today rehearsal with my partner, and then on Tuesday we three other dancers going to come together, because there is not enough time.
There's Oh, sure.
So much information, and, you know, the one thing, it's in Joe's mind, but then he tried, said, no, it's not working, we need to change it. So it's he changed. So you have a mess in your head, but you have also responsibility what to do and how to do it. So it's a bit overwhelming, but at the same time, very exciting. And I like so far where it's going, so just going to keep the fingers crossed that it's going to work out everything well in the end.
Welcome to the world of independent theater. I think the best way to put it was how you did. It's a mess in the head. Tell us a little about yourself. You're not a veteran of independent theater. You're coming from a very different world.
I've been 4 years principal dancer in Ukraine, Kyiv National Company, and then I moved to America, and I joined the company in 96 and promoted to principal in 2000, and retired from American Ballet Theatre 2013. So mm-hmm. I've been 17 years with the company, and the year that I retired, I got first time called for the audition for Encores at City Center, the On Your Toes.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's right.
It was a speaking role. And as a ballerina, we're talking, but inside our mind. So we don't project any sounds. We express our feelings through the body movements.
How is the change? How is the change from the world of ballet? Right now, as much as Broadway is a high art here, how is the change for you going from speaking in your head to speaking in front of an audience?
Amazing. It's fantastic to hear my voice and to see the audience react and the sense of humor, or just cry with you. So the On Your Toes was my first production. Then I did my acting role as an actress. And Christine Baranski was part of the show as well. And she said, Irina, you have a talent. The Broadway is crying for you. You must pursue this career.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And then right later on this year, I auditioned for the TV production, Flesh and Bone, which was Emmy nominated limited TV series show. So I've been like in 8 episodes. That was my first TV job.
And how was
then,
that? How is it to work in front of a camera?
It's very different, because, you know, as much as I'm kind of stage child, all my life I've been performing with a live audience and feeling the energy of the people, and the working on camera, it's very different. So it's more kind of reserved, I would say, for me. Mm-hmm. Because on stage you need to a little bit exaggerate, so the last person in the orchestra would see any emotions and movements and hear you. So and on TV, because it's such a close-up, so you need to a little bit calm down, and it's more kind of, for me, intimate, I would say. But
right,
it's very interesting work as well.
So the mic is right there. The TV's right there. Yes, of course.
Yeah, so I started booking the TV job. I did the episode for Blacklist. I did 4 episodes for Power. I did the guest star appearance in Forever. I did lately this year. I did last year. I did 8 or 9 episodes for The Americans.
Oh, that's great.
It was really a big departure. And also at the same time, I was working with Susan Stroman for the for 2 past years. Also like a new project. It was a drama play called The Beast in the Jungle, loosely based on the original novel of Henry James.
Oh my goodness,
so
that's
that
wonderful.
Was a fantastic experience. And while I was doing the reading with Susan Stroman, I got another phone call, and it was Jane Binder, casting director, and she said, "Irina, they're doing another encore at City Center, and it's a Grand Hotel. And oh my God, there's a fantastic role, which Greta Garbo played. You'd be amazing." I said, "Well, that's exciting. Let me know the dates." She told me the dates, and it's exactly 1 week before I'm supposed to start with Stroman.
Oh my goodness.
So count me in. She said, "But." I said, "What but?" He said, "Well, there is one little thing." I said, "What's this little thing?" He said, "Well, can you sing?" I said, "Can I sing?" I said, "This is a little thing for you?" He said, "Well, there is a one song, like 2 minutes old song, and you're on stage alone. It's a Bonjour Amour." I said, "Oh, can you prepare? They will give you the coach for a couple of lessons. So can you just learn the lyrics and show us if at least you sound well and can sing?" I said, "Well, listen, I'm going to try. Why not?" So I did rehearse a little bit, and I auditioned, and I got the role.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
I was singing, so it was really exciting for me. It's just a wonderful feeling to be on stage. I don't know, with a certain age as a ballerina, of course, your body giving up on you because of so many injuries, and you know, your body is not holding that well as when you were 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be very smart what to choose and how it's going to be delivered and how it's going to be look.
Of course.
You know, I might feel still good, for example, but it's going to look horrible. And so, for example, so or opposite, you know. So I was really kind of very careful when I first I said no to Joey, and then I said, "Well, can we try before I commit? Can we try at least one rehearsal so I need to know and feel comfortable that as a professional dancer I could deliver the absolutely, you know, right things what you are asking me?"
Oh, of course.
And then said, "It's also very dark and very emotional. So it's not only like dancing, it's dancing, but you're telling the monologue, you're telling the story with your movements, and because we're playing spirits."
Right,
so
right.
So we're shadows. So it's actually very, it makes sense.
You lead the century-old love affair, yes.
Yeah, and I said, "Sure." Then after this first rehearsal, I said, "Listen, I'll give it a try." So I think we're all, you know, challenging ourselves in every way. And I'm just looking forward to, nervous, of course, but I'm very looking forward to another experience.
It sounds like such a wonderful success story. It's like you go from one to the other to the other. You don't get a chance to sit down before the phone rings again, and now I'm waiting for you to tell me you're going to be at the Metropolitan Opera very soon.
No, that's a guarantee. No, I could do the, you know, like, yeah, I have my own standards.
Even if they invited me.
No, I can't. I'm very critical to myself, and certain things I feel confident, then I'll do it. And I could try, but I'm very, you know, down to earth. So let me tell you,
What's your next move? What's the next thing you're looking to do?
Well, I'm still auditioning for some TV roles, some mm-hmm. movies in between. I'm teaching a lot of privates. We're holding our own, me and my husband, because he was also principal dancer with American Ballet Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So we're holding our own summer intensive for ballet students, ballet dancers, in August for 3 weeks.
Oh,
so it's going to be our seventh year in New York. We're designing the collection, a limited collection of the sports ballet wear for Bloch. BLOCH, and
oh, that's
it's been
great.
Already over 10 years. So time to time, we need to come up with new colors, new design, new
sure.
line, new this. So, and we have 13 and a half years old daughter, who is just recently stopped dancing, but also want to become an actress. So we need to also invest in this and that.
Oh, so it's in the blood. That's great.
So it's a lot of things happening, but at the same time, I love to be busy. I love to be committed to some work. I love to perform. I like when the people love me with my performances. I like to make other people happy. So
well,
that's my biggest goal. If I'll be happy and rich by myself, I don't care. I don't want to do that.
From what I hear, they're already loving
around.
You. From what I hear, the company is already loving you, and they're having a wonderful time. I'm hearing marvelous things from everyone about the production. This is absolutely wonderful. I'm so excited to see it. I'll tell all our listeners exactly when and where the show is and all of that. And I really look forward to seeing you and the entire company. I wanted to thank you for meeting with me this morning. And it was just really a pleasure to speak to you. And I look forward to seeing you in the show.
Absolutely. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Definitely. Ciao.